Welcome back, everyone, to Real Estate Investing in New York with me, Christina Kramidis. And in this episode, we are going to be talking about the best neighborhoods in Brooklyn to invest in right now. So stay tuned. We're covering everything here. This is Real Estate Investing in New York with Christina Kramidis, helping you achieve a future of financial success by making intelligent real estate investment decisions today. Top neighborhoods in Brooklyn. For this episode, we are going to be looking mainly at appreciation and price per square foot of some of the most up-and-coming areas in Brooklyn that I would advise investing in right now. Whether you're looking for a property to live in for yourself as a primary residence, or if you're looking for an investment property that you can rent out to a tenant and collect income, it's very important to look at certain neighborhoods where you're going to get value. You'd like to be able to buy and ultimately sell later for a greater price than what you paid for it now. And also, when it comes to renting out the property, you want to make sure that the area is going to command a high rent price so that you can be in the green and be able to cover your monthlies over the course of time. We're going to be using mostly data points based on appreciation and price per square foot when it comes to looking at which neighborhoods are best to invest in right now. Appreciation is the amount of money that a property will actually increase in value as the years go on. There are certain neighborhoods in Brooklyn that are increasing in value at an accelerated rate, and a couple of the neighborhoods that I'm including here for you are also pretty expensive, but they're a great value nonetheless. We're going to be starting in the northwest area of Brooklyn, and then we'll be working our way south, actually, because the greatest value is coming in towards the more southern neighborhoods of Brooklyn right now. First, Carroll Gardens. This area saw almost a 60% increase in median sale price this year from last year around the same time. And that median sale price is currently just north of $3.8 million. So in this area, we're looking at pricey properties. The average price per square foot in the neighborhood of Carroll Gardens is around $1,600. This hasn't jumped up drastically. It increased by just a couple of percentage points. I love the neighborhood of Carroll Gardens because of its close proximity to Manhattan. It's on the northwest corner of Brooklyn, and it has good subway access. So if you're commuting into the city, this is a very easy location to live in. There are tons of stunning brownstones here, so if you're into that kind of architecture, this is the area for you. This area has a small town feel, but that's not to say that there isn't a lot going on. There's a lot of activity coming in with new residents, and there's great restaurants and a very nice social scene here. You're not seeing big new developments. You're not really seeing amenity buildings or these high-rise luxury buildings here, but you are seeing renovated brownstones. Some are brand new, gut renovated, but it's less common to see a ground-up new construction out here. One of the quintessential things about this neighborhood is that it has low inventory. There is not a lot of turnover here, and it's a small area in general, so getting into this area is challenging. You're going to need to be able to bid against other buyers to win the property. It's going to be well worth it in the end. Next, Gowanus. This is an area that we talked about in a recent episode where I let you guys know about all of the updates that have been coming in that are going to transform the real estate market there. But just year over year, the median sale price has increased by just over 20% from this time last year. The median sale price now is just over $2 million. The average price per square foot for sales in Gowanus is going to sound like a bargain compared to the previous neighborhood we talked about, Carroll Gardens, but it's just over $1,200 per square foot here in Gowanus. So again, there's a little bit of less of a barrier to entry to get into this neighborhood, and you can get great value here. If you'd like to learn more about Gowanus, check out episode 37 of this series, where we talk all about the rezoning project that was recently approved here and all of the new development that's coming in and how you can secure a property here paying very low monthlies and hardly any property taxes. The most iconic characteristic of Gowanus is the canal, which has recently been cleaned up. It's now flanked with amazing restaurants and bars and stores, and it's actually the site of a canoeing club. Since this area was recently rezoned from an industrial area, it has an edgy, sort of isolated feel still, and you're going to see old warehouses, really wide streets, and kind of a different vibe than you would typically see in these heritage neighborhoods of Northwest Brooklyn. And according to StreetEasy and Zillow, this neighborhood has been named one of the coolest under-the-radar neighborhoods of the year. For the next neighborhood that I recommend in Brooklyn, third is Windsor Terrace. This neighborhood increased dramatically in terms of property value year over year. So from this time last year, there was over a 50% jump in property values. You're looking at a median sale price right now of around $1.9 million. As for price per square foot, again, you're getting great value here, landing anywhere between $850 to $900 per square foot. Windsor Terrace is tucked right in between Prospect Park and Greenwood Cemetery. It has a really nice tranquil feel to it with great proximity to Manhattan, serviced by multiple subway lines. I personally love this area, specifically when clients express to me that they want to buy in Park Slope, they want to live near Prospect Park, but the pricing in Park Slope is just crazy and very maxed out already. I always recommend Windsor Terrace. It's just south of Park Slope and bordering the park. So you're getting a park apartment for the most part for way better value than you're getting slightly north over in Park Slope. In this area, you're getting more low-rise buildings. You're seeing row homes and multifamily homes. Again, it's not your high-rises. It's not overly developed, but you are seeing a lot of new low-rise buildings coming in and total gut renovations of existing homes. We did a deal in Windsor Terrace recently for a client of mine who really wanted a backyard, and for an amazing price, we were able to get a duplex apartment with a private backyard, and it's worked so beautifully for them, and the price was fantastic. Fourth on my list is Sunset Park. This is a little bit of a lesser known neighborhood if you're not very familiar with the more southern areas in Brooklyn, but there was over a 13% increase in price per square foot year over year in this area. And the typical price per square foot that you'll see here is just over $860. The median sale price here is just over $1.25 million, which was around a 5% increase year over year. And this area is a little bit more of a long-term play. Given that it's more south, it's just going to take people a little bit longer to catch wind of it and start migrating down, but it's already happening, and it's one of my best neighborhood recommendations for my clients who care a lot about appreciation. This is a waterfront neighborhood on the west side of Brooklyn as you move south, and it has a huge number of neighborhood attractions coming in. One of the most well-established ones is called Industry City, which is a collection of 16 previously warehouses that are along cobblestone streets where you can now find Smorgasburg, the Brooklyn Flea, and even Mr. Sunday, which is a weekend dance party. Another cool thing about Sunset Park is that it's elevated. It's an unusually high elevation for land out in Brooklyn, so you have a great vantage point of the Manhattan skyline from most apartments in the area. And similarly to Windsor Terrace, a lot of my clients who start out in their search looking for a brownstone, and maybe they first had their eyes on Park Slope or Carroll Gardens, but couldn't compete with the pricing out there, have been coming down to Sunset Park, where you're able to find beautiful architecture, nice single family homes, as well as multifamily homes and brownstones. Sunset Park has been put on the map recently with a fresh new demographic coming in. There's tech conferences going on here. There's a lot of new artisan shops and stores and a bunch of art galleries. And last but not least, Ditmas Park. We saw nearly a 35% increase in price per square foot year over year in this area. And that price per square foot is currently just over $960. The median sale price here increased dramatically from this time last year, nearly twofold, and is now just over $1.8 million. This is a super unique, landmarked, quiet neighborhood where you'll find old Victorian houses that are hundreds of years old. Some of them are beautifully restored, renovated, and they sell for millions of dollars. The vibe here is just unmatched. There's farmers markets, there's playgrounds, and there's a big foodie scene now on Cortelli Road. When it comes to investing, you really want to make sure that you're putting your hard-earned money into a place that is going to increase in value over time and be beneficial for you in the long run. These five neighborhoods are the ones that I am recommending to my clients the most. Of course, different clients have different particular needs, so these neighborhoods aren't the only place where we're looking, but a lot of my clients are most concerned with having faith in the area that they're going to invest in to make sure that in the long run, they're going to have appreciation and they're going to be able to sell for a price that's going to get them to their next eventual goal. I hope you found this episode helpful. If you did, please give it a thumbs up and share it with a friend who you think would benefit from hearing this. If you're watching on YouTube, thank you so much. Please subscribe to the channel so you can be notified when we launch new episodes. And if you ever have any questions after listening to any of the episodes on this channel, you can always send me an email. My email address is christina.cremitas@elliman.com. Your questions often help me formulate new upcoming episodes, and I love hearing from you guys. If you'd like to work with me to purchase or sell your real estate, I am always thrilled to hear you reach out about this. So never hesitate. I'm right here, very accessible for anything you need. Stay tuned for the next episode where we are going to be talking about getting naked in front of the co-op board, what you need to expect, where you're going to have to bear all to get approved in a co-op building. So stay tuned for that and have an amazing day, guys.